Good afternoon, everybody. Time being 5 o'clock. Welcome to the Planning Authority Committee meeting. All those persons in attendance are advised that it is Council's policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of six months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact the relevant council officer and advise of their wishes prior to the start of the meeting. Right, apologies. We have one, Alderman Emerton. The rest of the committee are present. So I'll move on to item 3.1. Do I have a mover, please? Alderman Perry, seconded Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Perry. Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. For the speakers, Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 4.1, do I have a mover, please, for the recommendation? Alderman Goodwin.
I'll second that.
Alderman Perry. Alderman Goodwin.
Yeah, well, the zoning fits for this, Mayor. And of course, whilst I haven't got the objections there in front of me, but I do know that the bulk of them, or the ones that discussed it with me, were concerned about the noise and everything else, especially those on that western side. So just a question, if I may, through you to the planners. What have we got in relation to a buffer zone in fairness to this? Is Two Tree Lane the buffer zone, or have we got a buffer zone further back? And is it treed at all to reduce some of the noise from... Because I can see where they're coming from, and I know that it's what it is, but I just ask the question.
Yeah, thank you, you Mayor. Just be mindful, of course, this application just deals with the front setback
barrier. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
The actual buffer strip, vegetation strip, which was proposed in a previous application hasn't commenced yet, so that's on a plan. I think it's mentioned in the report somewhere,
one of the previous applications.
When that application becomes validated, but it become part of that planning permit and the requirements of that.
Right, okay. Will occur. All right, that answers the question. Okay, thank you. I'm fine, Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Mayor. Yeah, I think it's important to note that the only reason we're looking at this tonight is to discuss the variation in setback. All the other stuff is irrelevant, and I guess makes or invalidates most of the concerns, even though the concerns are legitimate. That's for another forum. And as Alderman Goodwin asked, the vegetation buffer or tree line buffer along Tea Tree Lane would perhaps resolve most of that anyway. And it seems like that's a condition of any works that go on out there. So I'm comfortable with this. And as I said, the only thing we're doing is varying the setback. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Matthews.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Yes, I agree with the previous speakers. But I'm just looking at one of the representations from Rodney and Diane Smith. Their concern is the reversing beepers on trucks. I think Alderman Gooden might have already mentioned the noise. And significant noise from vehicle movements at shift change at 3 a.m. Well, just wondering what the contingencies are to take care of that so it doesn't affect the amenity of those people through to the planning.
Thanks, Alderman Matthews. It's a question that hasn't been considered as part of this application. Certainly I'm mindful of that issue. How it's addressed, we've got no solutions at the moment if it is a problem. It happens at the Port Authority as well and at the wharf, so it's just an industrial noise situation, I guess, which is required by other workplace type reasons for safety and whatever. How we could sort of mitigate those concerns, I don't know at this particular stage.
Thank you.
Yeah, question, Mayor. Would the tree line buffer, if it was dense enough, alleviate some of the noise problems? I'm sure it would.
My understanding is that trees don't really provide that sort of sound attenuation that we want.
Okay.
It requires some other form of structure to do that. And then it's that still may not do it. It's very fair to the site involved with noise attenuation.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Alderman Matthews?
Yep.
No further speakers? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Yeah, just in relation to that, before I do close, and I think if my memory serves me correctly, through the transfer industry, you can get the lighter volume beepers. Now, I'll check on that, but I'm pretty sure that's come through. I've seen it somewhere, but I'll find out. Anyway, apart from that, it's closed. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Thank you very much, and I close the meeting at 5:06.